This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, including our over-the-road truck drivers, our bulk mail haulers, and, of course, our suicide jockeys. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social. Our handle there on all of those is at Captain's America. And on Twitter, you'll find us at Captain's America. We're also on the web, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Check us out. See all the things that we put over there for you. Now, joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who happens to be the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and also the host of Military Matters. And good morning to you, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Great to be with you this morning, as always.
Yes, sir. And it's always a privilege and an honor, my friend. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
of the United States,
of America,
and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize the two words in there, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we don't want you to forget that. So, there you go. Well, Colonel, what a night for news it was. There's a lot of things that happened last night late and then early and in earlier in the evening. First of all, 46 people dead in the back of a refrigerated trailer in Texas, just left out there in the middle of nowhere near Lackland Air Force Base.
That is horrible. And, you know, you take a look at that, and you look at the hubbub and the distractions that we get over fractions of those number of people losing their lives in events where people did evil and wrong, because there's no doubt about it. These are deaths that happen because of evil and wrong. And unfortunately, it's something that we're kind of turning a blind eye to, and that is, in addition to the human trafficking, but the trafficking and things that kill even more people than 46 in the back of a truck, fentanyl and other things across our border. And until we recognize the security of our borders as a primary national security issue, unfortunately, we're going to see more of these kinds of things. And at some point, we can no longer say, oh, yeah, it's a terrible thing and all that, but we don't want to address the root problems that lead to this sort of thing.
Well, they had dumped meat salts in the back of the trailer to keep down the smell of the humans for the dogs if they sniffed the outside of the trailer, which was kind of interesting.
Interesting is my way of putting it. That's horrendous. I mean, you know, we talk about, you know, treating humans as something less than what they are, like property and all that, but that's exactly what they're doing. And for all the hubbub that we make about, you know, the continued racism we have and slavery and all that, it's alive and well. And the human trafficking is human slavery. These folks, and many of them get sold, particularly in the sex trafficking, they are slaves in the worst possible way, as bad as anything that we've seen in our nation's history. There's no doubting the moral equivalency right there. But, that's horrendous. It makes a bad story that much worse. We'll know more. But unfortunately and sadly, this will not be the last such incident that we'll be hearing about.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the line real quick here. Okay, Ian, what's on your mind real quick?
I got a question for the two of you, and then I'll throw it and hang up. Last night on your Veterans and Military Report, you said that the LBGQXYZ, I just call them the alphabet people or the alphabet mafia, that are in the military, if they feel unsafe or harassed at their duty station, they can request a change.
Right.
I don't know if you remember saying that.
I do.
I do, and I didn't get a chance to call it anyway.
I do.
I want to know what you can think about that in terms of special privileges and the effect on military readiness plus litigation. To me, this is a giant cluster foxtrot waiting to happen. I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Well, we're going to run out of time, Colonel, so you first.
Well, I can't – I share his amazement, disenchantment with the direction of military. Military readiness ought to be number one. Our job is to prepare for and be prepared and fight our nation's wars and win and defend the republic. And I'm sorry, that does not seem to be priority number one. And what he talked about is just one of a dozen or so very scary indicators about the wokeness throughout our Department of Defense. And I'm sorry to say that. I'm very sad to report that.
Yeah, it's
I know you are too.
It's a policy change that was made. We didn't have anything to do with it. And the military,
right.
Those guys have to go along with that. You know, the other guys have to go along with that because they'll get transferred out of where they're at because they're not being treated right, or maybe they got passed over for a promotion. But then again, take a look at your evaluation rating. Maybe it's not high enough to get it to begin with. Just saying. Hold that thought, Colonel. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-9-
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. but he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha, and hopefully we will see you there. It's a great day. We have a lot of fun there. Colonel's been there before, so he can tell you that it's a place to be on Tuesdays, 11:30 to 1:30. And we're going to go right back to the phone line. We've got retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the phone line with us, and he's the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and also the host of Military Matters. And thank you for being on the program, Colonel.
You're welcome, Captain. Hey,
all right.
You know, Captain, there's one... real quick, one thing you and I were talking about during the break that is important for all people to know. You know, when you agree to serve in the military, even during the draft time, those civil liberties, you forfeit them.
Yep.
It's the nature of serving in uniform, whether you're commissioned, non-commissioned, or whether you're enlisted. And if you don't like the direction the civil authorities are driving your service policy, you've got a couple of choices. You can offer to resign your commission to see if it gets accepted, or when your term of enlistment, your contract is up, then you don't re-enlist. That's the choices we got. That's what we do. Otherwise, as long as we're not asked to do something illegal, we salute and we drive on, we do our job, and we work on to defend our nation.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's a little something called the UCMG, UCMJ that you follow.
That's right. We got a different set of laws that we have to do that, and we abide by that. And we are sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, and we forfeit civil liberties in order to do that on behalf of Americans. But we've got some stricter rules that we have to follow as the terms of our contract in serving the nation.
Yeah, and I'll tell you who else has to do that. Congressional members. people that, are sworn in Congress, people that are sworn in the Senate, they take that same oath. And we've got people that have been out there inciting people to riot, namely Maxine Waters, namely Nancy Pelosi, and namely AOC, and even Elizabeth Warren, for that matter. They've said things that would have gotten you or any other person in uniform locked up for.
Yeah, I tell you, we have totally forsaken and given up the question about, is this what our oath requires us to do this as elected member of Congress and all that, and to forsaken, and we no longer even disguise the fact that we disparage the founding fathers and the core things that the nation is founded on and has led us to be the nation that we are 2.5 centuries later. And then people don't even understand, nor do they care to understand, you know, the separation of powers, the checks and balances on it. We just don't care because we want what we want, and we want it now.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of wanting it now, did you hear the latest on Joe Biden and his conversations with his son, Hunter?
Yeah, that's always interesting, isn't it? Any conversation with Hunter is, and the more that we learn, the more interesting it becomes. Yeah, it's not. It doesn't look good the more that gets revealed.
Well,
for Joe, and certainly it's never looked good for Hunter.
They cannot say that Joe did not know what Hunter was doing, because he sent, Biden the father sent money, wired money, tens of thousands of dollars to Hunter for the Russian prostitutes that he was playing with.
You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, nope.
The president's plausible deniability has evaporated as far as him knowing what his son was all about, and I'm sorry, actively supporting much of it. Some of it for political reasons, much of it for personal reasons, but you know what? I get it. You love your son, you love your family, but you don't sacrifice on behalf of the nation and your oath of office. I don't care how long you served and what you did, good or bad, on office. That's astounding, and it ought to get more attention than it has. And you know, justice is kind of slow to work. It took us 50 years to get to determine that Roe v. Wade was decided incorrectly in the first place. The discussion that the left doesn't want to have. And so it's going to take time for us to instill justice here on behalf of the nation and what the Biden political family and others have done.
Well, there was an internal poll done yesterday, and the results were pushed out very quickly. It was a Democratic poll, and it was about the nature of the whether or not the abortion rule by the Supreme Court was going to have any major bearing on the election come the fall. And all of a sudden, that had become the number one issue amongst the Democrats, but not the Republicans and not the country as a whole. I did a little checking on that, and I found out that that was a poll that's not necessarily legitimate because it doesn't have all the players of the game involved in it.
Yeah, the fundamental question, are you better off now than you were before President Biden became president or the Democrats took over rule of Congress? And that'll be a categorical hell no.
There you go. I was going to say that. Hell no. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, heck no. But the NPA is going to agree to that, and increasingly many Democrats can agree to that. So, hey, this is just June. We're not even in July yet.
No.
Given the election cycle, hey, the Democrats can milk this for all they want to buttress their base, but even that is going to dissipate. And the mainstream media cannot buttress this through the August and November elections. Not going to happen. And so in the end, it's going to be the economy, stupid, and that's what it will be, and how people feel about all the real rock-bottom issues that most Americans deal with on a daily basis. And honestly, for all the talk about how this affects all the women, Well, it does, but not in the way that people say. The average American is not better off, and they are not worse off. In fact, many are better off because of the decision of the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, period.
Now, I felt pretty good about Coach Joe Kennedy's decision yesterday in his favor, 6-3. I had no problem at all with those players taking that 30 seconds or whatever it was to say a prayer at the end of the game or even before the game started, because I've seen a lot of people do that in years gone by. And I'm glad to see that they upheld that, because maybe now some of these pro players will wake up.
And it's amazing that he faced the heat and took this long to really get justice anyway.
7 years.
It's a totally private thing. You do not forsake your right to express your religious freedoms just because you draw a government paycheck in the school system. He very quietly, he just prayed, for crying out loud. He wasn't telling anybody else they had to do it. The school system wasn't telling him that he had to pray at that time. Come on. We have just totally fouled up what the separation of church and state really means. And we've willfully done that. We've got a lot of willfully ignorant people. You still have the right to exercise your civil liberties. You're not like you and me when we started the military, where we forsook some of our civil liberties. Because you become a coach or a teacher, you do not. There's some you get to hold on to.
Well, you were marched off to chapel en masse. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You had no choice in the matter. You were marched off to chapel en masse. It didn't matter what you were. That day and that time and that hour, you were religious.
Exactly right. And, you know, we had a synagogue there. We had Catholic Church. We had Methodist churches. And we weren't made to go to church at the time that I started to do that. But I tell you what, we prayed together and we did that. And guess what? The American taxpayers paid for my education at the military academy at West Point.
Yep.
And yet somehow we understood that God had a hand in our ability to fight and defend the United States Constitution and to fight and win and survive and live and the security of God's grace if we had to go to war.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And, okay, you're going to stick around for another segment, so hang in there. Folks, I'm going to be right back with more with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And I am going to let Jeff take us to break, because Jeff likes to talk, so we're going to give him a chance to talk. So, okay, Jeff, get ready. Talk.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Why shotgun? Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The bodies of at least 46 people were found dead inside a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas on Monday after a presumed migrant smuggling attempt went bad. Authorities say 16 people were found in the trailer, including four minors that were taken to local hospitals with heat stroke and exhaustion. Three people have been arrested and taken into custody, and the matter was being pushed to federal authorities. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott says these deaths are on Biden's hands because of his open border policy. The California Highway Patrol says 150,000 fentanyl pills found in a car after a traffic stop in Tulare County, north of Bakersfield. Detectives arrested two Washington state men, but released them on their own recognizance. Former ICE Director Jonathan Fahey on Fox News.
And it just shows just a lack of seriousness.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, the right after this is telling you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotives, Moss Nissan Dealerships. Now, Moss Nissan is about to add a new member to the family. Yep. Because not only have they got dealerships in Crystal River, the flagship store at Newport Richey, 19 and 54, Nissan and Acura side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, they are about to add a brand new store, brand new auto dealership in Brooksville, just east of the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the road. It's a big building. You won't be able to miss it when you see it. And it's going to be open roughly the first week or so of July. That's the best I can tell you. Can't wait to get up there and see it. I've been in there while it's under construction, but now I'm going to get a chance to get up there and see the finished product. And, of course, if you don't know about Moss Nissan, they are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care given to them. Now, besides that, you've got Moss Care. Moss Care means a free oil change and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle every month if that's what you need. Now, don't forget, you can't beat the selection at Moss either with over 400 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could want, and trade-ins are commanding a tremendous resale value right now. So if you've got a car, a used car or a used truck, it's probably worth a lot more money than what you think. So truck on over or go to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, or truck over to your latest, closest Moss dealership, either the one in Crystal River, Newport Richey, or Moss and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And I'll see you there in Brooksville when they have the grand opening. Moss, M-A-U-S, whatever it takes. Okay, we've got Colonel Kevin Wright on the line with us. Good morning again, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. You know, I'm on either my second or third cup of coffee. And all the excitement, I've lost track myself. But I do know that I am awake, not woke, on America's Third Watch.
You bet. You bet. And I'm so happy that you're here and we're talking. Listen, I'm trying to figure out why AOC, Maxine Waters, and Nancy Pelosi haven't been charged with coercion and incitement and anything else you can think of to try to get a riot started because of all the comments they've made. And oh, by the way, that oath that we talked about that the military people take, that police officers take, that firefighters take, the same oath. It's a wonder that nobody's picked up on that. I mean, what the heck's going on here?
Yeah, they picked up on it. They just choose to ignore it, and then they'll latch on, and then they'll interpret and say, well, what they really meant to say was, hey, what she's really suggesting here is this, and that's something we need to have a discussion about, and if we're going to protect the democracy in America, we need to baloney. And they know it's baloney as soon as it comes out their mouth, and the members of the Fourth Estate and the media that give them airtime, and many of them did over the weekend, as you knew they would, they are complicit in the garbage that is 99.9% of what they had to say. It's terrible.
Now, we talked about this when we were talking off the phone during the break. The U.S. military has steadily built up its presence in Europe, and in the 4 months since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, more than 100,000 U.S. troops are in Europe today, compared to around 70,000 that were there at the start of the Russian invasion. Now, NATO is saying they're going to move more troops to the eastern part of the NATO coverage area, not necessarily up against the back door of Ukraine, but over in that area somewhere, and they want American troops over there, too.
Yeah, of course, the G7 meeting right now, in the wake of everything else, and, of course, Ukraine was topic number one amongst them. But, yeah, and, you know, when you have 30,000 more need for troops right there, and that creates the requirement you were talking about earlier about recruit more, and when you have a poor recruiting environment, we lower our stands for that. So there's a lot of, it's like, you know, I compared it to the snake swallowing its tail and swallowing itself. In America, that's much of what we're doing. And unfortunately, in our beloved military, some of that is what's going on. I worry about this endless war, proxy war for right now, but it could very well become much less of a proxy and more of an actual war.
Right.
With Russia on behalf of Ukraine and the money that we spend without really being accountable and looking through where are we going strategically, what is the objectives we want to do, and holding accountable for where the dollars don't let go. We all want to see Zelensky and Ukraine succeed. We do. But we don't do it blindly. We don't do it without direction. I don't care how much unity we have amongst the G7 and NATO and the European Union. We are America. We need to get solid on what it is we're doing and where we're going.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you see Nancy Pelosi elbow the young daughter of Congresswoman, Myra Flores? Did you see her take her elbow and try to push her away from her?
I saw a little clip on that, but I need to watch this entirety to make sure that my eyes are not deceiving me. And I haven't read too much of them, and I haven't caught up on them like you have. But what is the whole story on there? What the little clip I saw, I said, are you kidding me? Of course, when it comes to the likes of Nancy Pelosi, it's hard not to be. I continue to be disappointed, but I'm no longer surprised at the insanity that she appears to be getting away with.
Well, the children, the two daughters, were standing off on the end, and Nancy Pelosi was called into the picture to stand there in that opening right next to the daughter, the one daughter. And, of course, the daughter, I guess, might have been told to get a little closer to Nancy because she couldn't hear what was being said by the photographer. But the young daughter kind of got right up against Nancy, and Nancy took her elbow and very nonchalantly used it to push the little girl away from her.
Yeah, yeah. Something I'm sure she's very, she's very precious to a child.
And it was very obvious. It was very obvious.
Well, she's a compassionate Speaker of the House, third in line for the presidency. And suggest that she would be do anything mean to a child.
Well, I would say that she was, I don't know about she was being mean to the child, but she certainly was thinking more about herself than the child, who probably should have just said, excuse me, dear, can I have just a little bit more room, instead of pushing her.
Hey, what you just said, thinking more about herself than the child, and despite the words that come out of the mouth about how compassionate and caring we are for children and the defenseless, that, in a nutshell, is what the left and Nancy Pelosi is all about. It's all about themselves.
Yes, yes, and yes. Now, there's a lot of grain in Ukraine sitting at the port there, right?
And so we are given to understand, and it appears to be the case.
Poland is now working on new ways to try to transport that Ukraine grain out of there and get it to market.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of talk, and I know you hear from truckers and all that, and they're worried about the times. You know, the higher gas and diesel prices has a lot of huge second, third effects, which are all tied together. And one of them is the current and potential for even greater food shortages globally, but here in the United States in particular. And, of course, with Ukraine being the breadbasket of Europe in many ways, the fact that if that wheat can't get out, it doesn't last forever. And if it doesn't get out there, you know, it's all supply and demand. Food shortages we currently have are going to get worse, not better. So it's interesting the role that Poland has played on so many things since this Russian invasion of Ukraine occurred.
You are so right. Okay, we've got enough time left for you to tell us about the Republican Liberty Caucus and about military matters.
Yeah, here in Manatee, we'll be meeting again, and almost all the county charters meet every month. And I'm looking forward to September when we have some huge Constitution Day dinners that will bring in hundreds and hundreds of people. So look up the Republican Liberty Caucus, find a chapter in a county near you. If you're down here in Manatee, you can contact me, and I'll lead you the right way. And, of course, Military Matters, we put out the video podcast for our Facebook page, and I put out a regular newsletter. So just check us out.
Thank you very much, Colonel. I look forward to talking to you on Thursday.
All right. See you Thursday, Captain.
All righty. That's retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Now, I've had some calls from some people asking me about Dominic's from outside the area, wanting to know if they might have parts that they've been looking for when it comes to their blinds or their shades or their shutters. And I said, well, sure. You don't know till you call up. And I said, I'm going to give you the phone number, so I gave him the phone number. I'm going to do the same with you folks here in just a second. But this portion of the program is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, all their shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, also on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, something that a lot of other people won't do. So, give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Now, I know that if they have the part and you want it sent to you, they'll do just that. They are in the business to make money, so they will be right there. Now, the number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. That's your ticket to the front door. How's that? The ticket for to the front door. All right, now, moving along. We have got a situation, Houston, We have got a situation where the Supreme Court sided yesterday with the high school football coach up in Washington State, in Bremerton, to be specific. And hello, Bremerton. We have an affiliate right there, KITZ. Appreciate you guys being there with us. Who was fired for praying on the field. Now, he only prayed for about 30 seconds, and they fired him, and that was the end of that. It took him 7 years. 7 years to get his job back and to get any type of reversal to the situation done by the Supreme Court. If he wants his job, he's got it. If he doesn't, well, he doesn't have it. He does whatever. But he's now in the catbird seat, the driver's seat. So there you go. So I think that's a good thing. Because when I saw him yesterday on TV, he was driving around in a, I don't know exactly, I guess it was a golf cart or something. Looked like a golf cart. Might have been something different. But anyway, they had the American flag and all that in it. They gave him a little victory parade on his way back to his car or the television studio or wherever it was he was going. There was another victory yesterday, too, by the way, in New York. The New York Supreme Court struck down the New York City Voting Rights Act law, which allowed foreign nationals to vote in their elections. And everybody knew that was wrong. I knew it was wrong. And when I heard they challenged it, I said, they're going to win the case. Oh, no, they're not going to win that. California's allowing that to happen out there. They won't win that. Really? Well, guess what? They did. Now, this may get kicked upstairs to the U.S. Supreme Court. If it does, so be it. But right now, the New York State Supreme Court has said, nope, can't do it. It's not legal. It's not constitutional. These people, what part of the word illegal, don't you understand? Foreign nationals who are not members of this country. Now, have you heard about the red wave rising? The GOP has gained 1 million-plus voters. The Dems are losing their support, but they still have managed to get about 600,000-some-odd out of the mix. So they're down by about 300,000-some-odd to what the Republicans have been able to sign up and recruit, if you will. A lot of people moving in here from out of state are coming in here as Republicans, whether they've been Republicans somewhere else or not. They're becoming Republicans down here. And something else that should be mentioned is that California dropped the good clause requirement for their concealed carry following the Supreme Court Second Amendment ruling. Now, good cause means exactly what it sounds like. You had to have a good cause or a good reason to carry a firearm. In California, they've dropped that. Now, China and TikTok. I don't use TikTok, so I don't know what I'm missing. I don't really care. TikTok is one of those social services that will spy on you. Everything you do, they have a way of following you wherever you go, whatever you do, once you get in on their platform. And I'm just not going to let it happen. Sorry. But China's TikTok is flooding America with ads for the predatory payday loan companies. Now, I don't know if you know this, but have you been getting a lot of junk mail lately? And it's been the XYZ loan company, or it's been somebody saying, hey, you can get $19,000 on your signature, or things like that. It's ridiculous stuff. Again, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. It is. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Stay away from it. Like the plague. Gee whiz. Now, a CNN host has predicted the death of the Republican Party after the Dobbs ruling. To that I say, nonsense. We'll see what happens there. And also, there's a recession watch right now as Texas manufacturing declined for the second straight month. That's 2 months in a row of negative activity. And I'm not wishing that on anybody, but there could be some real trouble around the horizon. And also taking a look at something else over here. We found out that the French energy companies have turned around and warned their residents, their public, that they must immediately curb their use of power. Wow. You know, it's getting warm over there now. Not cold, warm. We'll see how long that lasts. And the United Kingdom plans to swap biofuels for food crops to fight high prices. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has announced their opposition to this. Wow. Double wow. All right. Hold the fort there, guys and gals, because we are going to get into it and bring on board Mr. Todd in Tampa. So here comes 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Don't go anywhere. The horn's going to blow.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, I'm the Vincent T. Lombardi of Pro Football. And as Donald Trump said on the campaign trail, what do you got to lose? You had 40, you had these idiots running the country, running it in the ground for years. What he told African Americans who I grew up with in the Bronx before I moved to Long Island and then to Tampa in 1973. Praise God forever. I want to thank the Supreme Court for once in my life having the guts to stand up to Satan and say, get behind me, Satan. It is written. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the kingdom of heaven rejoices over this decision that we're not murdering any babies, hopefully in your state or any other state in the United States of the Union. Okay, because George Soros is paying these clowns to go out there and act a fool. You're an idiot. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. More importantly, stand up for our Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. Amen. Peace, guys.
All righty, Todd and Tampa. And that's how we end today and begin a new one. And I'm thinking about where I'm going to breakfast this morning. I think I'm going to go over to the Village Inn on 4th Street again. That's one of my favorite places. Okay. Have a great day. God bless America. And I'll see you all for lunch at the Mission Barbecue on West Water.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.